January 11, Obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 to 8. See, I have taught you decrees and laws, as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are entering, to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? And what other nation is so great as to have righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today? If Israel had lived the way God wanted them to live, their lifestyle would have been in dramatic contrast to the lifestyles of the nations around them. The laws God gave Israel reflected his wisdom, understanding, and desire to dwell with his people. No other nation believed in a God like the one true God. No other nation lived in a way that would attract other nations. If Israel had lived the way God wanted, other nations would have been drawn to her. Other nations would have wanted to know about Israel's God. Her failure to live God's way was not only disobedience to God, it was a failure in evangelism. Years and years of opportunity were lost. The church finds itself in exactly the same position. If we live God's ways, we not only live differently to the world, but we live in a way that makes the world wonder, how do they do it? How do they love each other like that? How do they hold it together in a world falling apart around them? Obedience brings a double reward for the Christian, the reward of pleasing God now and the heavenly reward later.